Thank you for calling Sanders Diamond Jewelers. How may I direct your call?
Well, good morning, young lady. How are you today?
I am just fine. How are you?
Ah, no complaints. Things are good.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. So I just, I got, what do you call it, a quick email from one of my coworkers saying to call Larry. So I figured he needed
it. Okay. Hold on.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling. Please remain on the line, and your call will be answered in just one moment.
It's the Roscoe office.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Ah, no complaints.
Okay,
cool.
Hold on a second. Let me put my glasses on. Better to see you with. Okay. So remember back in late February, Danielle was having a conversation with you with a customer that wanted a 2-carat. She might talk to him about it. Anyway. Well, now the customer has finally upped their budget.
Okay.
DEF. VS1 or better, 2-carat round. I've got
okay,
a budget
just,
of
we
about,
clicked off for 1 second, Larry. Can I just repeat back? 2-carat round, D through F, VS1 or better.
Correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure I heard you properly.
2-carat round. Probably in the 21,000, 22,000 cost. I don't think it needs to be a triple X because the one they're trading a 3/4 carat from years ago that I bought in Antwerp,
okay.
And that wasn't triple X. It was a nice diamond, but it wasn't triple X.
Gotcha. Well, let me share with you what I have. That you know, literally, like, hey, can I borrow that? And it happens to be my right hand. And then if it doesn't hit exactly what you want, then I can. What do you call it? Reach out. I have a 203 that is a FVS1.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen to be triple excellent. Has medium blue.
Okay.
58 table, 8 millimeter spread for $22,381.
For the whole stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that might be a possibility. Is there anything else?
That was the easiest one. I was very, very strict. I didn't open up any other criterias. I just went.
So you put that in, that's what it gave you.
That's exactly what it gave me. Now, do I have some sitting down in New York City? Potentially. Yeah.
All right. We'll see what you've got there. I saw you guys build this for the 3 carats. I'm just catching up speed here.
Yeah.
The 3 shows back-to-back just wore me out.
That's yeah, me. Amen, brother.
2 weeks. Yeah, I'm toast. So we returned the goods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what day she actually did it. So we're going to be looking for the credits because of our J.O.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon a letter. We've been
thank you for reminding me. I'm going to send a quick email off to my guy, and I'll get that running before you have to ask me.
Because like the last day or two, we're already getting credits emailed to us from stuff that went out at the same time. So we send everything over by FedEx or whatever nowadays. I don't know. Anyway, what else? Now, working with a guy this afternoon on 1-carat, but I've got like 5. So let's see what he pulls the trigger on. I'm trying to think of something else. I think our earrings look good. I will have to take a look to the tulips. I'll have to call you back on those. I think there's like an oval or something that we need, like 1K. Spirit, I think. Let me go out there and check on things.
Okay.
Other than that, I think we're good. Oh, that diamond necklace.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a minute. So we haven't heard back from her. Well, she wants four-prong, three-prong. Like I said, the budget's pretty big. The diamond, just to give you an idea, so the diamond that I'm doing the appraisal on, that's hers. Let's see what this bad boy is. I know there was some paperwork and shit with this thing. But, so like her tennis bracelet is like average clarity of BS2. And that is 10 carats worth of diamonds. And then she's got, her engagement ring is 000, 3.16 carats. So I was in my posted, a BS or something?
Yeah, requested.
It could be gold or platinum, but I just haven't heard back from her yet, because her bracelet's four-pronged. I think the three-prong bends easier going around the neck, but she only has a 16-inch neck. She's a small lady.
Okay.
So
did Danielle give you, I've got a necklace that's currently out that I might be able to get back quickly.
Okay, what is that?
It's a 30-carat, and they're GHVS1 VS2. It's 14-carat white gold in three-prong baskets. It's a 16.5-inch necklace.
Okay.
And cost on that one is $72,800.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see what's going on, because I don't deal with the client book, and that's where they sent her a message from.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Let me see if they've heard anything today, from her. Because they're up from Florida. Her husband's recovering from surgery.
Oh, okay.
And they're like acquaintances of ours back when kids were littler. But apparently they've been dealing with this guy in Florida, but she's up here now, and she's got to get all this stuff appraised that she has. And, you know, and he sold her some pink lab-grown sapphire to go into the ring. I was like, why? Why? I mean, she pulls up in here in her Bentley SUV.
I didn't even know Bentley made an SUV.
Yeah, they do. So Rolls-Royce makes the Cullinan, which is their version, and then, of course, Bentley makes one of theirs. Down in Florida, she keeps the Maserati convertible and, you know, Pier, I don't know what they keep. And they're fully retired. I mean, they got two of their kids are running the business. But the business is a business called Overflow Warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they do logistical storage for all these big companies. Like their stuff comes in at port, gets shipped to them. And it gets sorted out. And when they need stuff, they put it on a truck and send it to them. To wherever warehouse it's going to.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really, really
that's big.
Pocket.
That's
last time I sold her anything was her Hearts on Fire studs. And I want to say they were 1.5 carat total weight. But everything else was bought. I'm taking maybe the center stone, but everything else was bought in Florida. But he wants to spend like $150,000. I said, well, you know, at some point, necklaces, you know, once you get above 30 carat, what more are you going to go to? I mean, you know, it looks like you're the queen or whatever, and she really doesn't act that way. I mean, she's going to put it on and wear it, you know what I mean? So, she'll wear a pool, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can go bigger. I just need to know, you know, what I had shared with Danielle, because Danielle was like, I'm not sure if she wants three or four. I said, well, at this point, I'm undervaluing what you're asking for, number one.
I mean, I can spend up to 100.
Okay.
Man,
so, you know, but at that point, though, my I don't want to say my bigger concern, because it's not really a concern. It's just... you never want to leave anybody's money on the table. That's silly.
Right. I'm not going to keystone this. You don't
right.
do that with stuff like this.
Right. No. I realize that. But offering a three-prong Riviera necklace when she wants a four-prong is kind of counterproductive. So
well, she didn't. She just said, like my bracelet.
Okay.
So, but she wants to graduate. And then I showed her a necklace. It was only LaFon, but that one happened to be set in 4 prongs.
Got it.
And she liked the way that looked on her. Because we had to figure out what length it was, because I think that was a 20-inch, and she's a little tiny neck. So,
okay.
All right. Well, let's see what else, maybe. Never know.
So, I mean, do you want me to look for something bigger, or?
If you can.
Sure, of course.
A couple people beating my door down, you know, from between RJO and IJO, but some of them didn't listen to the rules. And I said, send me emails with descriptions of the pieces and pricing and, you know, and some of them sent me Messenger, and it's like, y'all did not read the rules.
Yeah.
I was very explicit about my rules.
You know, it's one of those things where if I didn't know you, I follow the rules. When I know you, I go, hey, what do you need? What are you thinking?
Yeah.
What are you, let's talk.
But, you know, I figured I was going to get inundated with, you know, 10 different people. But
yeah,
for me to remember, I have to write it all down when you could probably just copy and paste something out of somebody's computer and send me an email.
Yeah.
You know, and it, that way I know all the information's there. The price, the quality, you know, how big the center stone is, because obviously at 30 carats, I mean, I don't know what the center stone on some of these things are running.
That's
some are
a great
like
question.
2 carats and 3 carats and, you know, crap like that. So, all right, we'll see what you can do. Meanwhile, I'll keep this. Let me go ask them up front once thing gets booked out and see if we've got a response on the 3 or 4 prong. And 3 prong will solve a lot of problems. It seems like everybody's got one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but most of them are somewhere between 27 and 30 carats that people have been, like, that's readily available.
Yep.
So I guess that's where the market is. And that's okay. I mean, like, but I just want to leave money on the table. And like I said, I can't take this necklace and sell it to her for a while, 50, you know, and keystone it. I mean, it's just wrong.
Yeah,
wrong in Larry's book, what can I tell you?
No, I get it. I mean, there is, you know, when you're starting to feel dirty about the profit that you made, okay,
no.
Maybe. You know, to answer your question, I just looked into mine that's out currently.
Okay.
It appears as though the center stone is a 2 carat. Because it ranges from 2.1 millimeter, and then it graduates up to 8.05 millimeter. So I'm just going to have to go with the assumption that big one is a 2 carat.
Okay. So that might be why a couple of them were more expensive, because they had like a 2 carat in the middle or something. You know?
Could be.
Okay. It's justified. I mean, it's just why I want them to give me the details, you know.
Yeah.
As the young people say, give me the deets, you know.
Well, I mean, do you want me to cut and paste it and send you what I've got?
Yeah.
Well,
fine.
I mean, if it makes it easier for you to kind of,
well,
you know.
Well, it makes it easier for me to be able to just compare. And, you know, maybe that's why one is, you know, $90,000 and not $72,000. If the diamonds are all bigger, you know. But like I said, I you should give me a price of $50,000. Let's see what we can get at $100,000. You know, I mean, I'm just. But apparently, there's a ceiling on some of these things without actually making something, and I don't think they're going to be up here that long. Of course, it would give me a nice, you know, reason to fly to Florida. Right now, I don't want to fly anywhere.
Yeah, well, I just came back. I'm not sure what you'd be like in your Baltimore. I would think Baltimore might be a pain in the ass. I don't know. Rochester was nothing, and Hilton Head was nothing. Like,
well, my only hiccup I had was coming home from IJO, and it was at Colorado Springs.
Oh,
you know,
didn't even have
12 gates, and they had one person. They had a woman working the line, and she was taking all the regular people and not taking the TSA and the air people.
Hmm.
So then this guy walked up, and, of course, he starts apologizing, you know, shut down, blah, 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 blah. I says, felt like saying, well, where the hell have you been? You know, so he starts another computer and just, like, starts clearing our line, you know. But then he gets the x-rays, and they got one machine open for everybody. So, you know, so here's the big question. So they charge every ticket $6.30 for every airport you have to go through security. Where does that money go?
Wait, say that again? They charge you what?
On every ticket that you buy, every time you go through a security at an airport, you're charged on that ticket under taxes and fees, $6.30.
Hmm.
Where does that money go?
That's a good question.
And there's millions of people that are flying every frickin' day. So my question is, where is that money? And why does it got to be, I mean, there's like 300 people supposedly work at BWI. I don't know where the hell they are. But, I mean, they could be down in luggage as well. I mean, could they scan all the luggage? You know, once you drop it off, it gets scanned. And, I mean, there's people I'm sure we don't see, you know. But if there's 300 people working there, okay. But think about how many people come through that airport every day.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so where's the money? Show me the money. That's how, you know, show me the money. So I just want to wait to see what Congress this weekend, because, you know, Delta pulled all their privileges. A lot of them use Reagan National because it's closer than for them to go off to Dulles. So I can't wait to see when they have to wait in 3 or 4 hours and not getting all the special accommodations to skip the lines and everything else. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the only way that's going to work, though, is if all the other airlines kind of follow suit. So there's
that's what I was hoping for.
I mean, honestly, if they did that to you and me, we'd be like, okay, I'll take Southwest this time. Like, you just avoid that problem.
That's the thing is, you know, but, you know, give them a taste of their own damn medicine.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be treated anybody different. But anyway, pay the damn people, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
If I didn't have enough money in a savings account to get me through at least 6 months if I had been unemployed abruptly, then there's a problem.
Right. Yep.
And if these people have run out of money to the point where they have to quit their job, I don't know. I feel bad for them. I really do. But there's always more questions to be asked, and I ain't got time for all that.
Agreed.
Yeah, you know, just like I really like to come up for y'all shindig, but right now it's over $500 to fly up for 2 days.
And is that what it's at?
The airport.
Damn.
What's it?
I didn't realize I didn't set up. Well, we also set up our vacation well in advance, so I didn't realize that it was going to cost. That flights were that expensive right now.
And they've been that way for a while. So forget about the fuel prices going up. I haven't even looked in the last, you know, 4 or 5 days. But I figured, you know, but $500 for an hour flight each way.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Don't get me wrong. But I got
in your car, and we expect you to drive.
You know, you're lucky I really like you, because I would tell you something. I don't drive to New York City, no less Rochester.
Oh, come on. The roads through Pennsylvania are gorgeous.
You know what? You're really pushing the limits today.
I know. I recognize that. Got to make you laugh somehow, Larry.
Oh, Christ. I was just on the phone with our new Comcast rep. Now, we signed a new agreement with them back in the first week of December, and we were supposed to get all new equipment, Wi-Fi equipment, routers, all that crap, right?
Yeah.
So today I get a phone because our internet's still for shit, and we're supposed to be at whatever, how many gigabytes, and our Wi-Fi is still crap because, you know, I bought the new camera I told you about, and that's all with Wi-Fi. So every time I go to use it, I can't get the turntable to turn, or I can't get the camera to connect because it's Wi-Fi. And
okay.
It's saying, check your internet connection. And it's like, okay. So we've been sending these emails to the person who set up all this crap back in November, and, well, she doesn't work there anymore. So no wonder why I spawn on deaf ears. So then Joanne got on the phone a couple weeks ago after I got back and for like 3 hours, and then when she wanted us to reset the router, which they had just put in because our phone lines weren't rolling over. So like, if I was talking to you on line one right now and another customer called in, I'd hear call waiting beeping.
Okay.
But with the new phones, you have to actually hang the phone up. It's like an electronic on and off thing to connect to the call waiting, which is stupid. They were supposed to roll over. You know? So now I got this other guy, and then he wants me to sign a new 2-year contract, which is okay. If the price is the same, what's the difference, right? And then he said, well, I'll waive the installation fee on the equipment they didn't install last time. I said, that's good, because I paid them $80 to come out the other time, and they didn't do what they're supposed to do. That's how my day started. Oh, got to be in business today, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever venture out for that anymore.
I'm telling you, it's just gotten horrid. All right, well, let me get back to work. Let me know if you find something bigger in a Nicolasa, and let me know what you find.
All right, yeah, I just sent you the email, and I'm going to check
see
if they've got anything already. You're probably leaning towards the 3 just because of the flexibility, is what I heard you say before.
Well, that's what I would think, but let me go out there and check with them and see. Let me go give this note to Danielle about this diamond and see if this one works.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, dokie.
Thank you,
thanks.
Sir.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.